Now the news. I'm Do Kong Yu. China and France have agreed to deepen bilateral cooperation during the next stage in various areas such as agriculture, finance, and aviation. The consensus was reached during Chinese President Xi Jinping's phone conversation with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday. Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with France to make a success of the China-EU leaders' meeting and the new round of high-level dialogues. He also calls for advancing the ratification and implementation of the China-EU investment agreement. Macron says France is ready to work with China to overcome the impact of COVID-19, strengthen personnel exchanges, and deepen cooperation. The death toll from landslides and floods in the Brazilian city of Petrópolis in Rio de Janeiro state has risen to 78, including 6 children. Heavy rains on Tuesday in the mountainous city triggered more than 50 landslides. Authorities say 21 people were rescued and the number of missing people still remains unknown. Trucks began to arrive in Petrópolis with donations for over 500 evacuees. Meanwhile, the city received a weather alert for more intense deluges on Thursday and Friday amid the rainy season in the southeastern region of Brazil. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera has declared a state of emergency in 4 northern provinces, granting special powers to the armed forces to control irregular migration along the border. The measure, which will last 15 days with the possibility of a 2-week renewal, includes the deployment of over 600 military personnel and 100 police officers to guard Chile's northern border with Bolivia and Peru. The government says Chile is facing a migratory and security crisis amid an increase in the flow of migrants through unauthorized crossings. The German Weather Service has issued the second highest severe weather warning for all of northern and eastern Germany as the country is bracing for Storm Elenia. The storm is expected to bring hurricane force gusts with wind speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour in parts of Germany. Some federal states have already announced to close schools or allow students to stay at home on Thursday, while Germany's state-owned rail operator has warned of disruptions to train traffic due to the severe weather. Russia has announced the end of military drills in Crimea, a peninsula it annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Moscow says soldiers are returning to their garrisons. The move came a day after Russia announced a partial troop pullback from its border with Ukraine. The Chinese mainland on Wednesday reported 35 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. Of the new local infections, 16 were reported in Jiangsu, 7 each in Liaoning and Guangdong, 3 in Inner Mongolia, and 1 each in Guangxi and Yunnan. Tuesday also saw 10 provincial-level regions reporting 57 imported COVID-19 cases. France further relaxed COVID-19 restrictions on Wednesday, as announced by French Prime Minister Jean Castex in January. Nightclubs may now reopen, and standing will once more be allowed in bars and at concerts. Eating and drinking will also be permitted at stadiums and in cinemas. Ryan Thompson has more.
For weeks, the French ritual of having a coffee au comptoir has been forbidden. But as French COVID rules are eased further, the tradition is now back. France's last remaining restrictions are now expiring, as COVID cases have tumbled from record daily highs of nearly 500,000 in early January. In addition to counter service at cafes and bars, eating and drinking is once again permitted on long-distance transportation. And for the country's revelers, nightclubs have also been given the green light to reopen their dance floors. Vaccination is a requirement for entry to all clubs, similar to cafes and other leisure facilities. And now the French health minister is suggesting that a full end to mask rules could be just around the corner. Already, the requirement was set to be scrapped for all inside locations using the vaccine pass system. But Olivier Véran told French radio that improving infection numbers means that could likely be extended to all locations by mid-March.
China's Qi Guangpu has claimed the gold medal in men's aerials freestyle skiing at the Winter Olympics. He collected 129 points to win China its 7th gold at the Games. Alexander Abramenko of Ukraine took silver, while Ilya Burov of the Russian Olympic Committee finished 3rd. And that's the news. I'm Do Kong Yu.